Thursday, Parshas Vayeshev, Shir Chavzayin. Here we are, folks. Daf Hey Amud Aleph. Yeah. Do that trick again. So, Daf Hey Amud Aleph, the Gemara is trying to figure out Minayin She'af Bishtar. We medayik yesterday. What does Af Bishtar mean? Tupshatim, Tamar Arash, Vashitishanoi Delemi. Akopanim, the Gemara tries to learn it out from a Kal V'Chomer. And the Gemara says the Kal V'Chomer is not good. Why? Because Ma Bishtomer Bishtar. There ain't point of hektar shemaisa shen, there's two pshatim in that. Rashi's pshat is he's using it as a shtar, raya, and you're really trying to do it with the kesef. So what does the pasuk say? V'nosan ha-kesef, stavzan ha-nesina from kesef. The Rashi made it much more simple, it's a regular shtar kinyan, and you can't be part of the shtar kinyan because it needs to be kesef. V'nosan ha-kesef, stavzan kesef, there's no kesef. Either way, you can't learn it out from Kal V'Chomer. So what do we learn out from, says the Gemara, Elamai, it's the Amar Kra, Ma Yotza Vahisa, Makish Havaya Lietzia, Ma Yetzia Bishtar, Afavaya Nami Bishtar. So we learn from Yotza Vahisa that there is such a thing. Frek the Gemara question, Akish Nami Yetzia La Havaya, Ma Havaya Bekesef, Af Yetzia Bekesef. Why don't we learn out also the same day that you could do a Havaya Bekesef, you could do a Yetzia Bekesef. Now everybody say, what was the Havamina over here? That we're going to do a Yitzia Bekesef. How exactly is that Yitzia Bekesef going to happen? I know how Avaya Bekesef works. The husband gives her money, Shava Pruta, and says, Had Hareyat Kenuyali, Hareyat Muteris, Hareyat Mekudeshesli, something like that. How would Yitzia Bekesef look? What would be the Yitzia Bekesef?
Same thing.
What? So one would think maybe it means she buys herself back, which means that she would give the money. But Rashi says not like that. Rashi in three different places, in the Likutei Rashi, Musaf Rashi, whatever they call it on the side of your Gemara, Rashi says what it's happening over here is, in the Havamina, Im nosan lo kesef v'omar hisgar shiboy. That's Rashi in Erevin. If he gives her kesef and says, be divorced to me. Next Rashi in Sukkah, Rashi says, Litin lo kesef v'shen gerishin v'loy mahareyat nugureshes boy k'derech shenasen kedushin. Mahareyat mugureshes boy. Same way he gave for kedushin, he should give for gerishin. And the third Rashi is in Gittin, im amar lo heilach pruta v'isgar shiliba. Take this pruta and be divorced to me with it. So all three Rashi seem to be saying the Havamina was that he's going to give the money. Frecht Reb Shmuel Rezovsky in the Shiur Reb Shmuel, I don't get it. How in the world do you think that he's going to give her money and they're going to be divorced? How does Kesef Kinyan work? How does Kesef Kinyan work, my friends, under normal circumstances? Either you give kesef shivoy, I'm getting something, so I'm giving you the value of that. I'm getting a car, I give you the value of the car. I'm getting a field, I give you the value of the field. I'm getting an isha, I give you the value of the isha. But what is he getting now that he's giving her money? Now we could make jokes and say he's getting peace of mind and a little bit of sanity. But lemaisa, he's not getting anything. So frekt Reb Shmuel, so how can you think that kesef is going to work over here to be megarish? Question number one. And he says, and even if you want to say kesef is kesef kinyan, and the kesef is doing to do a kinyan, but it has to be that I'm, it has to be a kinyan that I'm getting something. What is he? He's not getting anything. He's just giving. If you say that Isha gives the kesef, so what's she getting?
Freedom.
She's getting herself, her freedom, or Isha's, whatever you want to say. Liois birshusa. That's what she's getting. But he's getting nothing. As a frekt of Shmuel, Vitzarach Ian. What?
Even Kedusha, for sure,
according to
Rashi, you're not giving
actual money.
Not giving the
Kedusha. What do you mean? So the Chayra, the Firashi, the Shitasa, Rabbi, say the Kash is not really going to be Shver. If you Rashi the Shitas, the Kash is not going to be Shver, Ari.
Why not?
Why not? Because Rashi learns that Kesef Kedushin is Kesef Kinyan. No, it's not Kesef Kinyan at all. Not Kesef Shivoy, not this. All it is Yitain Dover Biad Isha. Dover Anita Miyad Liyad Achveis. Giving, putting something in her hand. So putting something in her hand I thought would make Kedushin. Putting something in her hand I thought would make Gerushin. How do you Mekadesh Bishtar? Who gives the Shtar? The husband. How are you megarish b'shtar? Who gives the shtar? The husband. How are you mekadesh b'kesef? Husband. How are you megarish bekesef? Husband. Because we're not looking at it as kinyan b'chalal. It's not really kesef kinyan. According to that, Rashi l'chayru l'shitasai is going to be good. Daniel, you missed some of this. This, all of our understanding of how kesef works, but we could discuss it tonight during night.
Like,
that what? No, but the other Abba. Amma, who gives the money? She gives the money. Or her family. Amma, right? She has to give the money. Over here, the one who is sending her out is also giving money. It's strange.
Yeah, but also, the way Amma works, though, let's just say you hire her for 6 years and you pay. I assume if she's let out after two, you have to give her the money back.
She gives you money. You bought her.
What if you don't want her anymore and you want to give her back? What would you do?
Just say bye.
And you won't give her money back?
What if you give her money back? You bought her. You gave her money. She should have to give you money.
It's not a money back guarantee.
Akoponim says the Gemara Havamina. Maybe learn Makish Havaya Liyitzia. Mahavaya Bekesef. Ab Yitzia Bekesef. Amar Bai Yoimu Kesef Machnes Kesef Maitzi. Sanegar Yase Kategar. Could it be such a thing? Kesef is going to be Machnes and Kesef is going to be Maitzi. Everybody say, I don't get the Kasha. Okay. You buy your way in, you buy your way out. What's the problem? You buy your way in. You buy. Hold on a second. Hold on 1 second. You buy your way out. Hold on. Just hold that thought. Hold on a second. But for example, by Amma, how do you get in with Amma? Kesef. How do you get out with Amma? Kesef. Is that a problem? No, because you buy your way in, you buy your way out. So why is there a problem over here? You buy your way in, you buy your way out.
Well, because you're selling yourself and you're getting money back.
You're selling yourself.
You're getting money. And then you get out.
You get back the money.
Oh, because we're saying over here that that's also what Yossi was wanted to say. What we're saying in Rashi, Rabbi Isai, is Einach Hanami, if the husband would be giving the money, would we have a problem of Kategar Nasasanegar? No, for sure. You gave him. He gave you money.
Isha.
I mean, the Isha gave the money. I'm sorry. He gave you money. You give him money back, and that's going in the opposite direction. But over here, the money's going in the same direction. So money giving to her marries her. Money given to her divorces her. How does that make sense? In Kategar, Nasa Sanegar. So the Gemara is very Lechayra Mashma like Rashi. You have to see if there's room for another pshat other than Rashi. Rashi is very gishmak over here. In fact, we have ishtar nami yomer ishtar moitz ishtar machnes. This is the Gemara. If that's true, so say the same thing over here. Ishtar moitz ishtar machnes. Kategi yasis anegar. Says the Gemara. Amili the high star lechud. Amili the high star lechud. No, two different stars. Two different stars. Because the words of the star. What is the word of the star that marries say? What is the word of the star that divorces say? Yeah, it's a different star. Suck the Gemara. Hachanami. Hai kaspalachud v'hai kaspalachud. It's under a kesef. Says the Gemara. Tiva miyachadahu. It's the same. It's the same. Look at the coin. The coin looks the same. Right? Tiva miyachadahu. You have to see what's the pshat of it.
Don't we have in Kategar, like that sort of thing when you're dealing with pigeon kedushin? Pigeon hektish? When you deal with Meister Shani, you take Kedusha off something with money, and then you put Kedusha on something else with that same money.
What do you mean?
You're being paid Meister Shani, so you can bring it to Yerushalayim.
Right.
You use money to take the Kedusha off of something.
Right.
And then you're using that same money.
How do you use money to put Kedusha on?
Well,
how do you use money to put Kedusha on?
Because you're not allowed to eat that Meister Shani as if it was regular. Cool.
Which Meister Shani?
You have Meister Shani outside of your Shlaya, right? You have a thing of
proof. Let's deal with it later, okay? But I don't think it's a problem. Okay, Rabbi Isai. So this is what the Gemara says. The Gemara says, Kesef Machnis, Kesef Moitzi, Kategar Nasa Sanegar. But by Shtar, says the Gemara, Hai Shtar Lachud, Vahai Shtar Lachud, says Rashi. But Zeh Kosev Lashon Kenisa, Zeh Mefurish, Lashon Yetzia. Rashi over here is a glaring diuk. There's like just it's a very obvious diuk in Rashi. Rashi says, "Bezek kasuv lashon kenisa, uzem mefurish lashon yitzia." Why did Rashi say "zem mefurish lashon yitzia"? "Zek kasuv lashon kenisa, bezek kasuv lashon yitzia, zem mefurish lashon yitzia." Rashi's emphasizing that for some reason. Says Agoyin Rebbe Yehuda Baruch Finkel Zatzal. Now what?
I'm divorced one way.
What do you mean?
The condition we had, the whole Gemara was, how do you say, how are you using Hariya HaMekudesh?
What do you mean, why do you say Hariya HaMekudesh?
The whole Gemara, why do you say Hariya HaMekudesh? Why does the Gemara say Mekudesh?
And so Rabbi Mark says something similar. He says that by kedushin, there's many, many different lashonos. The Gemara says that could work. Many different lashonos. All of them have to have some sort of lashon knisa. But by get, there's really you have to be very, very explicit. What does it have to say on a get? Hareyat muteris lachaladam v'deyin de lahavel lehu minoi. Yeah, get p'turin v'geres shvukin. Yeah, there's a very exact language that needs, and that language is extremely 12 lines. 12 lines, every single word has to be the same in every single get. And that language is extremely explicit. Mifurish lashon yitzian a get. In a shtar, what happens if he writes, hareyat tachti? Gemara speaks about it, maybe it works. Tachti, what do you mean tachti? Because Hareyat Tzalotzi, you are my bone. Is that mafurish lashon knisa? No, it could mean that, because why does bone mean marriage? What? Because Chava came from Adam's bone, and it says Hashem closed underneath it the flesh. So tachti hareyat besori, you're my flesh, you're my bone, you're my this. The Gemara goes through all these different lashonos, so none of them are mafurish. Not mafurish lashon knisa, but they're lashon knisa. So that's enough. But by Gerishin, it needs to be Mefurish Lashon Yetziyah. Says the Gemara, why don't you say the same thing by Kesef, Hai Kaspa Luchud. Says Rashi, Kishuhu Noisnoi, Mefarish Almanas Mahu Noisnoi. When he gives it, he explains on based on what he's giving it. So I would say, what's the Havamina to compare Shtar to Kesef? Doesn't the Gemara know that the shtar says it, and the money doesn't say it?
But, it's not mirror. It's
what?
It's not mirror on the kesef.
But it doesn't say, does it say it on the shtar?
No, but when you're giving the kesef, you say in a mirror, it changes
so,
the...
Yeah, but why does that...
change the actual... But it changes the method. Who cares about the physical...
We're saying we don't want the kesef to be the same. We don't want it to end up the physical
shtar.
If you say something explicitly,
the paper is the same.
The same paper, but what makes the shtar?
If you want it to look different, I have a problem with giving money from it. You should have a mirror. So then we
would make a difference.
You said the shtar. I see from
far away. You can't have a shtar without the mechanic.
I could think it's kedusha. I don't see the words from inside. So the money is the same thing. The main part in the shtar is the
words.
It's not what you say. It's what's written in the shtar.
From far away, like Sam. Yeah,
but the Gemara doesn't say. The Gemara says, "Hai shtar lochud, hai shtar lochud." It's kasev. Hai kasev lashon ksiv. I'm a foolish lashon ksiv. It's all about what's written. So if it's about what's written, so then what was the havamina in a chanami? So why do we think kasev? Why do we think that?
Why wouldn't you? Why should it be a difference?
Because it's. I mean, what's the Gemara's maskana? Tiva miyachada? No. Yeah. No. What was the havamina? So it could be it wasn't a great Havamina. We do have this sometimes. The Havaminas are like a little bit lame Havaminas. But Ramesh Shmuel wants to say it a little bit better. Ramesh Shmuel says the following thing. It says, by shtar, the cheftza of the shtar is what's going to create the Kedushin and the Gerushin. The shtar is itself. But if it says, Hariyat Mukadeshes, what is this? What is it? It's a shtar kedushin. If it says muteres lecholadim, what is it? It's a get. It's a shtar gerushin. The money. What makes this kesef kedushin? The giving over the shame kedushin. So the amira is part of the nesina. By shtar, the ikur is the cheftza of the shtar. By kesef, the ikur is the nesina sakesef, and the nesina is done with amira. In a chanami, they're not identical because they're two different things. The shtar, the cheftz of the shtar, is a shtar kedushin, shtar gerushin. So the amira wouldn't make a difference to me because look at the shtar; it already a shtar has it in it. But by that's what Rashi says. Hai kas b'luchud kishehu noisnoi mefarish al manas mahu noisnoi. When he's giving it, he's explaining what he's giving it for. So therefore, in the Nesina, you have this this kaspa l'chud v'kaspa l'chud. Because the ikur is the nesina. That's the Gemara's habit. What's the Gemara's maskana? Says the Gemara, tiva miyachoda. Says Rashi, chodahu ve'ena nizkar besoichai im lahaitzi im lahachnis. Rashi says, ena nizkar, there's some on the side that bring a girsa, ena nikar. If you look in Rashi, also in later on, Rashi says, ena nikar hefresh b'nehem. Ena nikar. That's what Rashi's saying. I think Rashi's saying, Ena Chanami! The Havamina was good. The Havamina was actually so good, it's even true. The fact that this one is Mefarish Beloshin of Kedushin, this one is Mefarish Beloshin of Gerushin, should make a difference. But it's not Nikr.
What?
It's not Nikr.
What? What, after the fact it's not Nikr?
Yeah, it's not Nikr in the Kesef, right? That's it. Be'etzem, the comparison was good. This is in the Shtar, this is in the Nesina. Because those are the two things that are creating the chalois. But he says, but it's not nikr. Lashon Bayos of Rashi is in a nizkar. Means in a nikr. Besoichoy. In a nikr besoichoy.
Who do we care about? Who has to be the nikr? Who has to be the nikr? The people around?
The Gemara is saying, then it's kategan asasanegar. Yoimru, kategan asasanegar. I don't know what the qualifications for a yoimru. Who's going to say? When are they going to say? It's Kesef and Kesef. It doesn't look any different. It looks the same, like as he said. It's Kesef and Kesef. People don't know. The people know that the Lalamdish of the Amira. Over here, it's, look at the two stars. What do you mean? This is obviously different. This is not obviously different. It's different, but not obviously different. L'chayra, Zaykum Toysen Rashi. Yeah? Okay. The Atzmas Yosef es Akasha here. It's my first Talmud brings that to me. So he has the following question. He says, "Hold on a second. Can Kesef do kedushin and gerushin? Why not? Not mamish gzeres kesef. We're not at the gzeres kesef yet.
Oh,
yeah. Okay. So there's a technical issue with Kesef doing both of them. So when the Gemara started off, and the Gemara said, "Ma Kesef." She'ain moitzi machnes. Shtar she moitzi ain't a din she machnes. Gemara try making a kal v'chaim over there. Ma kesef she'ain moitzi machnes. Shtar she moitzi ain't a din she machnes. Why is kesef ain't a moitzi machnes? Because of a technical issue. Because yoimru katega nasa sanega. But not because kesef can't do both. Kesef is just as good. What?
Look at the facts.
Hold on. So how do you make kal v'chaim out of that? How could you do that? There's a very good reason why Kesef is Eino Moitzi. So that's the question that Atzmas Yosef asks. Avigdor is saying, Teretz Alpi, what Rav Moshe Feinstein's Yosoid in Kal V'Chomer, which is, look at the facts. Listen, I don't care what the reason is. Kal V'Chomer. You could have reasons up the wazoo. It makes no difference to me. Kal V'Chomer. We saw reasons, Shenki on the Shem Ishos, Shekin Skuk of Ahmed. Those are all reasons in order to be Mesalek Apircha. But in the Kal V'Chomer, if you want to like disrupt the Kal V'Chomer because of a svar, it's not happening. A Kal V'Chomer is an exegesis that we use to learn out halachas, period. And svaras don't affect us.
But this is not even Kal V'Chomer at all because you don't see the Kesef as Kal.
Is Kesef Machlis? Is Kesef Moitzi? Yes or no? No. Is Shtar Moitzi? There you go, Kal V'Chomer. I but no but facts. That's the law. But I have a reason for it. I'm not interested in your reason. They saw that before. Also, the same thing. Gemara says, "Ma Oma Shein a Niknis Bebiya." What do you mean, "Ain a Niknis Bebiya"? Ain't Kiyana Shemishas. I don't care. Fact is, Oma Shein a Niknis Bebiya. We said before, "Ma Yevama Shein a Niknis Bekesef." What do you mean? You always say Niknis Bekesef because Yevama doesn't eat it. I don't care.
Those shouldn't work. Your Kesef should work. There should have
worked there. And but the point is that once we're just taking the facts. Kal V'Chomer just takes facts and draws conclusions based. It's an exegesis. It's just an exercise. It's a mechanism. This is the way it works. Kal V'Chomer, bang. So therefore, that's the way Rav Moshe learns. The Atzmas Yosef says perhaps a different teretz, and he says as follows. Hold on a second. Kesef doesn't work. Oh, what about the Isha giving Kesef? What about that?
You said it would work. It shouldn't work, Ali.
Why doesn't the Isha give Kesef? The Isha by which one? Give Kesef.
By Gershon. That's not how Gershon works.
Why not?
Comparing it to Shtar.
So, but it's no longer because theoretically it would just Enkategen Asas Anegar. Kesef doesn't work. Maybe from the Gzeres HaKosev, as Yaakov said, Sefer Karsa, Vein Davar Acher Karsa, something like that. But there's other reasons why. So Enech Hanami, the Kav HaChomer is not from the Havamina that Kesef is going to do, is going to work at the, but the husband's going to give the Kesef. Maybe the Havamina is that the Kesef is going to work that she'll give the Kesef.
If you make the Hekesh from the Yatzah V'Haisa, you never had that Havamina.
We're not at the Hekesh yet. And that will be the Kavachaymer is learning from there. And she doesn't give the money, that doesn't work. Okay.
She's redeeming herself with whose money?
What?
She's redeeming herself with whose money?
What, in the Gerishin?
Yeah.
Ma Kesef She'ena Maitzi. She can't give Kesef in order to get out. Machnes, he can give Kesef to take her in. Shtar She'maitzi, shtar that can go out. In Adin She'machnes. That's the way that that's when Yosef goes. It's a similar type of, just trying to move the Kavachorim. We had said an easier answer, the Chayra. If you're a Moshe, it's not Shvei the Kasha, because it's just the Kavachorim is Kavachorim. Okay, Rava Amar Amar Kra. Rava says, I'll tell you another Makar. How do I know that we don't learn Kesef does Gerishin? Rava Amar Amar Kra, V'kasav lo b'ksiva miskoreshes v'enem agoreshes b'kesef. That's it. She give me miskoreshes b'ksiva and not with Kesef. It just says v'kasev lo sefer krisis. You could write for her a sefer. It doesn't say, and something else not. Maybe what it means is you can only write a gerishin, but you can't write a kedushin. And maybe that's telling me that shtar doesn't work. Haksiv yatzav ha'isa. What do you mean? But we have a hekesh. Makesh ha'vayitziyah. Marisa, how do we know to use the hekesh to include shtar by kedushin? And we want to disclude kesef by gerishin. Maybe include shtar. Include kesef by gerushin and disclude shtar by kedushin. Says the Gemara, Marisa Mistavra. Koy be gerushin, my gerushin. Koy be kedushin. Koy be gerushin, my kedushin. That's just the way that the drasha seem to work. Rabbi Yosef Agli, frak the Gemara. Rabbi Yosef Agli. The afikli the high call the drasha acharina. Rabbi Yosef Agli uses the drasha of kasev law ksiva misgareshes for something else. Sheinam misgareshes bekesef minalei. So where does he know that she can't be misgareshes bekesef from? Amarka sefer krisa, sefer korsa, vein davar achar korsa. And a chanam, a different drasha, another pasuk. For Rabbanon that already learned that halacha from the kasav, what do they need sefer korsa for? Hai krisa is my avdilei mi boilei, le davar hakoiris beino leveino. They need it for something that's being kairis between him and her. Kidatanya, hareze gitech amana shalot ish diayin, amana shalot elchli beis avich lo oilam. Ein ze krisus, kol shalashim yam reze krisus. So we see him over here, krisus has to be something that separates them totally. So if you say that Amanasta, you're not going to drink wine forever, and now you're not separated. Rabbanon, hi, Krisus, my Avdilei. What do they learn from Krisus? Oh, we said that. Says the Gemara, Rabbi Yosi. What does he learn this from? Mikaris Krisus Kanafka. He says, I learned two things from here. It says Karis and Krisus. Two drushes. Rabbanon, Karis Krisus, lo mashmaluhu. That's the end of the Gemara. So Gemara ended up getting off on a little bit of a tangent, which is we're trying to figure out where do we do this pasuk of a kasav la sefer krisis, and we learn out you need a dover hakayris ben olaveinah, something that's going to separate between the two of them. Says Rashi. Koy begerishin ma'id kedushin bitmiya. So Gemara, Rabbi Yosef Agli, the kasav la josh achrina perek based the kedushin. What does he do? Where does he learn it from? He learns it from the pasuk that says sefer korsim and devacher korsim. What do the rabbanon do? They say ledavar akoyres is Rashi. She has sefer mavdilan v'lo yeh boi tanai lo ha'igdon. The sefer has to separate between them, and there can't be anything that's keeping them together. So what happens if he says you can't drink? Says Rashi, ein ze krisus shakol yamel he negedes bo the kaim tanai zemach masay. The rest of their life, she's not going to drink wine. So the rest of her life, she is ki'ilu like tied to him. She is still bound to him. She needs to have. What's it called? Closure. Harizek krisus. Now this Rashi is very interesting. Afilu miyad. Now what's the case? He said, "Amanas shelo tishti yain kol shloshim yoyim." Amanas shelo teilchi lebeis avich kol shloshim yoyim. Harizek krisus. Says Rashi, afilu miyad. Immediately they're divorced. Dihi tiskayim tanai vihi or dihi she has to mekayimer tanai v'teilech and she efshur dvar malulav is the Abdullah. She's gonna have to keep the that tanai. What happens if she doesn't keep the tanai? Igloi milson lemafreya. Never divorced. So maybe she can't marry anyone, or she's playing Russian roulette if she marries anyone else.
If she didn't, she's still arguing.
Hold on, that's not going to be my question. That's going to be my question. Very good, Ari. Hold on a second. Very good, Ari. He's saying that she's playing Russian roulette if she does anything, but she's divorced from now if she keeps the Tanai. If she doesn't keep the Tanai, she's not going to be divorced. But I don't get it. So for the next 30 days, asks Ari Barnett, next 30 days, is she still like tied to this guy?
There's some sort of a sunset clause. She knows it's not a complete.
Is she tied to the guy?
Sunset.
What is it?
No, sunset
clause. What's the same thing with Loilom? What is Totishli Loilom? She's not tied to the guy, just don't just be tied to the guy. The fact that she has to think about it makes her tied.
Therefore,
what do you mean?
If you're going to tell me that it means that Chris is tied, I get it.
That, you can call it separate as much as you want, but it has everything.
Once you hit 30 days, then now she doesn't have to worry about him anymore. She could go back to the house, she could drink wine, she could do whatever she wants. And this person is her past. Person is, she has nothing to do with it. What? Next 30 days. After 30 days, she's done with him. So then I understand. The krisus should kick into play after 30 days. Daniel, you understand my question? You don't understand my question? It's not my question. It's Ari's question. That's why I don't understand it. We're seeing over here that krisus has to be krisus. That's true. So then if he gives her the get and says, listen, you're divorced, but you can't drink wine for the rest of your life. They're not divorced. Why not? Because that means for the rest of her life, she's going to have to think about this guy. That's not called krisus. So what he says, you know, for the next 30 days, you can't drink wine. Is that called krisus? Not for the next 30 days, asks Ari Barnett. For the next 30 days, she's got to be thinking about this guy. What's going to be? What am I going to do? I can't drink wine because of him.
Maybe since she knows it's just a short time period, she's not going to be crazy and mess it up.
She's not going to. Is she all good to him right now? Is she all good to him? Yes or no?
Yes.
She's ugly. So what?
What?
Same thing over there. If you say forever and ever don't drink wine, let my frail don't be Mugaretta. Let my frail, whatever. What? So after a lifetime, she's free. Let my frail. No. I mean, Biad.
Right now,
she's doing Russian roulette. Why not? You're right.
It's not 100% divorce. That's what
If it's 50 years,
it's still a sunset clause.
So what?
I probably was saying that.
Even though you were saying the same shot for 50 years, she's divorced. Tomorrow says the same shot 50 years. Tomorrow says that.
And if I need tomorrow, says tomorrow.
What was it? What did it make? She's ugly to him. She's tied to him.
Rebbe, what's that?
She has the whistle. She can go out whenever she wants.
She can't go out whenever she wants.
There's a time on it.
She could.
But why does that? Why does it? Dabar Kairis says. Dabar Hakoyres Vegas, may know the
she knows. She has this number to do. She has this number. It's right here. Right? She's not ugly. She doesn't feel ugly.
Why? Because it's 30 days?
It's season end.
50 years. It's 50 years. What is that? It's not a psychological thing. It's not about her feelings. Is he any good to her?
Koyres. Lailam is not the fact of whether or not he keeps a tonight. It's the fact that Lailam is sick.
What does that mean? Oh, so let's bring it out, Rabbi Yisai. Rashi says, look at Rashi. Rashi says, Miyad, says Rashi. Hareza Christos, Afilu Miyad. Vihi Tiskayim to know, she should be your Makaimer tonight afterwards, or Dihi Tiskayim, she will be. Vetelech, She'efshir Dvarm Halolo Lovi Lide Abdullah. Because they can come Lide Abdullah. Did they come Lide Abdullah yet?
No.
No. So why are they divorced? Christos. Not because it's considered divorced because she has in her head Efshir Lavoi, it can come. Did it come? No. So why does this work? So I'd like to suggest perhaps the pshat is as follows. Now everybody say, I'm gonna tell you the lumdus. Maybe the philosophy is psychology is what some of the elim is saying, but the lumdus is as follows. What's the problem here? Is this a problem in the Gerushin? Is this a problem in the Gerushin?
No.
What's it a problem in?
She's bound to somebody.
What's the problem? So she's bound. So what? What? No. Rabbi say, Odom should be Madaik in the Lashon. Look inside. In the Gemara, in Rashi. Surely, what's the problem over here?
Krisus. It's not a Krisus. It doesn't fit in the Pasuk. It's not a real course. It's not a real cutoff.
It's not a problem in the Krisus. What's the problem? But it's a problem in the Sefer. It's a problem in the Sefer, Krisus. In Dovor HaKoyres Beino Leveino. What does that mean? Look at Rashi carefully. Let's read Rashi again. The Rashi before. Says Rashi. The Dover HaKoyres, Gabriel, you see where I am? Rashi, Dover HaKoyres. Sheyehei HaSefer Mavdilon. V'lo Yehei Boy Tnai Ha'igdon. What is V'lo Yehei Boy? What does it Boy mean?
It.
In what? That's it. In the Get. It has to be a Sefer Krisus. Do we need that the Krisus has to happen now? No. We just need that it's a safer Krisus. It has to be Efshar Lavoi Lidei Krisus. So is this Efshar Lavoi Lidei Krisus? Does that make it a safer Krisus? Did he give her a safer Krisus? Divorced.
So 50 years.
50 years, 70 years.
The divorce in the beginning.
The divorce in the beginning. Because you gave her a safer Krisus. The Krisus itself is only going to happen later. Don't make a difference. The Krisus itself might never happen. Don't make a difference because it's Efshar Lavoi. This is called a Sefer Krisus. Dovar, the Lashon of the Gemara is Dovar HaKoyres Beino Leveino. Is it a Dovar HaKoyres? Yes. When will that happen? Could be in 30 days. Could be in 50 years.
That 30 days she can't go marry someone else?
She's playing Russian roulette if she does. She's Mugureshes Miyad because he gave her Sefer Krisus. But if she breaks the Tanai, then she was never really divorced. So then she's going to end up not being able to do it. So this doesn't really help her much for now, that much. It just causes more issues than it does solutions. But the fact is, she's going to be divorced for now. How could she be divorced for now? There's no Krisus. The answer is, you don't need a Krisus today. You need a safer Krisus. You need something. Lashon of Rashi is a safer Mavdilan. She shalo yehe boy. Tonight, it has to be Efshar Lavoi Lidei Krisus. It's Efshar Lavoi Lidei Krisus. Just machle safer Krisus. What's the psychology behind it? Maybe it's because you need to have a something clause,
sunset
clause. That's for the philosophers, I would say. That's not for me.
Okay,
the philosophers of why we would need a sunset clause. That's what I mean.
Any sort of time is the same.
What? Any sort of time will be the same, right?
Until a day before your death.
What?
Until a day before your death.
Yeah.
What is the right?
What?
Okay,
that might be a shaila. That's a shaila. You could give a chabura. There's no chaburas this week.
Sometimes you can, no.
Okay, Rabbi Yisai. Rabbi Yisai, there's a lot of work to do here still. Zok Toisvis. Amanash shelo telchi lebeis avich lo oilam ein zeget. The rest of her life she's going to be tied to him to makayim the tonight. That's Rashi. Yeah, that's Rashi. Vim Taimar. Kasha. Now, Rabbi, just as a side point, anytime Tosis brings Rashi, he's obviously bringing Rashi for a reason. Tosis doesn't quote every single Rashi on the page, right? So why is he bringing this Rashi? Clearly, this Rashi is important for his upcoming question. We have to figure out how. Vim Taimar. Amai loy amar de havi get? Shari imei savia yechoy lehi likanis labayis v'shuvein en egetis boi. V'achar misis ha'avloi chashiv bei savia. Get a minum in a darm. Koinan leveischa shani nechnas meisai machroi mutter. Is it efshir lavoi lidei krisos over here?
Not on her part, though.
Is it efshir lavoi lidei krisos?
Yeah.
Yeah. What's the efshir? What happens if the father dies? Koinem, amenash lotelchi lebeis avich. What happens if the father dies? Right? So, we'll hold off of that. It's a nice there. We'll hold off of that. So, it's efshir lavoi lidei krisos. So asks Taisus, so I don't get it. Why is that? Why, it's not impossible. I'll prove it to you. It says, Koinem lebeischa shani nichnas, a man makes a neder not to enter in someone else's house. Meis oimachar mutter, the person dies, or he sold the house. Is he allowed to go into that house? Yeah. It's not his house. He's dead. It's not his house anymore. Vais lechais, he's dead. It's not his house anymore. So what happens if her father dies? Can you go into the house? Yeah. This week's parsha, boys, it's always a good simon when we have that. Shvi almana beis avich afapisha meis avia. What'd you say?
It's also by the other.
Yeah.
It's also there. It goes to his son. It's also. It's like still his house, even though he died.
See, what's the difference over there?
Yeah.
Okay, we'll see in a second. Good, we'll see in a second. Very good. Yeshlom at the base of Ichkuyim called Yotzech Chalos of Shalavi. Let's see twice again. Called the father of the house, any of the offspring. Avagav Shemes, Kirichsiv Gabi Tamar, Shvi Amona Beis Avich. Who told her to go back to her father's house? Yehuda. Avagav Shemes Avia, even though her father's dead. Who's her father?
Shame.
Just make a cheshbon. Shame's not alive anymore. The mafreshim in the back make a cheshbon of how old Shame was when he died. He must have died already. Obviously, yeah.
Old.
Kid a muchachi cry.
4,000 years ago.
Kid a muchachi cry.
How old?
Okay. Rabbi Isai, what's Tosis's teretz? I'm very much mistopic in what Tosis's teretz is. What does Tosis mean?
It would be absolutely the to be separate. It would be a good Asher, but it's not, since it's considered the son. It's considered like the father.
So what does it mean, Tosis, me consider the son is considered like the father? I have two shots. I'll cut to the chase. The father lived on 3rd Street. And her husband says, I'm asking you if I'm going back to your father's house. Where is she asked her to go now? 3rd Street. Now the father's dead. Right now he lives on 3rd Street. Now, hold on a second. Now the father's dead. Now, it's still going to be all good to her because she's ushered to go because of the Beis Avich Kuim Kol Yoytzech Halotz of Shalavia, the sons. So now what? The sons live on 3rd Street now also? Or the sons live on 4th Street? What? She's ushered to go on the 4th. What? Okay, good. Let's assume for a moment, okay? Help me out over here. There are sons. They lived on 4th Street. Is she also to go on 4th Street? Or you mean to say that the sons are going to end up moving into 3rd Street?
Is it base of it and say buy a shell of it?
They own the house. So it means 3rd Street. 3rd Street. It means 3rd Street.
It can't be 4th Street.
That's right.
The house. If father died, can't now restrict her more than
that. Now, not the house. Of your father, the household of your father, which now passed on to the sons.
But before the
metaphysical household of your father.
Were you also before on 4th Street? You were also
this house of your father. Your father was.
No, don't.
Now the house where your father passed on to whoever.
Right, that's the Shiloh. It seems to be, it's a machloikas. Reb Shmuel Shmelka Toivish in the back of the Gemara brings it to machloikas Rishonim. Machloikas Rishonim. What does Tosis mean? I'll tell you what the problem is. What happens if he sells the house? 3rd Street, you're saying it's 3rd Street. Now it's sold 3rd Street.
Yeah.
The father's still alive? Wherever he moves.
No, the father's dead.
Father's dead, son's still third street.
Now what?
She does not have to go anyways.
So then you can become a kind of tonight. So then it's not permanent, it's not loylam. Why? Because they can sell the house. Says the Shmuel Shvach LaTayvish, if you learn like Chesky, so then whoever the kids live, it doesn't make a difference here, there, it's a Samach L'shtoyz. If you learn like what David Short's saying, the Peshat is, they're taking over the house. It's 3rd Street, it's the same house. But if you sell it, so you have to say a different territory. You have to say selling is not common. It's lo shchiach. People don't sell houses so fast. So therefore, in her head, is she stuck for the rest of her life? Probably. I could come, maybe not. But maybe the question, look at Tosis, did he ever ask for Machar? Did Tosis ever ask for Machar? Did Tosis ever ask for Machar? Look at Tosis. Vim Taimar. Am I alive again? Ha imes avia yuchayli likonis labayis. Doesn't say Machar avia. Why? There's never a question for Machar. Machar is not Shchiach. We're not asking for Machar. But Eina Chanami, Luye would be Machar, Yitak would be Mutter. That's the way that David learns. But the way that Chesky's learning, no, the Pshat is the household, wherever they're living. The word is over here, we're not Asering. We're not Asering over here the physical house. What's he trying to say when he says you can't go back to your father's house? What's he saying? I'm not interested in you running back to Tati. That's what he's saying. Wherever Tati is, you can't go back to your family. It doesn't make a difference which house. Tati moves, it's the new house. Tati was the old house. That depends. So that would be the difference, L'chayra, between that. Now that was Daniel Berger's question. It says, that's the way that I think it's the Marakoyin, it says in the back. Koyinim, l'beis chashani nichnas, I'm referring to the house itself. So therefore, meis, oi, machar, that house, it's no longer your house. But when it comes to over here, shalotelchi lebeis avich, I'm saying I don't want you to go back to your father, whichever is your father's house.
What's the logic behind the Chesed Shah? Doesn't make any sense. How could her father dying now
restrict her more? So it's interesting. For neder, it's definitely not going to work because neder is chal on a cheftza. A tanai is not. You have to know if tanai is considered. What tanai is exactly? How does tanai work? A tanai is just an idea. So it's a tonight. Maybe the tonight moves around. I don't know if that works. It's not so simple.
How would it be an answer?
Yeah, put it this way.
Father
moves.
Did you say Chabur yet?
Yeah, I said
I was still living. So, but David's going to say Chabur on next Sunday. Chanukah Chabur. Nishpashit. What?
Wait,
not this Friday. This Friday. Tomorrow's. Yeah, we.
If it's where the father's
it's a good sugi to say chabura to work this. Two, huh?
If it's where the father's living, how is Tosis question another question? We can just say machloshchiach.
Machloshchiach. This is Tosfos. Rabbeisai, I'm going to prove to you that Rashi's chaylik. Sorry, that the Rambam's chaylik. And when the Rambam's chaylik, we'll understand why Tosfos had to introduce with Rashi. This is introduced this kasha with Rashi. Rashi says X, therefore I have a kasha. Let's look at how the Rambam learns. Turn, we have the back of the Maram HaKlaimus. The Rambam says, Hareze gitech, almenas shaloi tinsi leploini. This is your get on condition you do not marry ploini. Ain't no get. Halamaze doime. If it says lo'olam, it's not a get. If it says lizman, it is a get. Now, hold on a second. A few diukim, Rabbi say. Amanash lo tishti yayin ze lo'olam. What does yayin ze mean? What happens if the wine's gone? What happens if someone else drinks the wine? Then the chayre. So is it shayach for this to come lidei igud? The come lidei krisus? For sure. Shayach. What happens if the wine's gone? Maybe you say yayin means a certain grape. It means cabernet. Shlatish the yayin zeh means this type of wine. And this type of wine isn't the entire world. Maybe it's not right. But let's look at the beginning of the Rambam. Manasseh, you won't marry this person. What happens if this person dies? Tonight's over. Why is it ain't a get? Why is it ain't a get? According to Rashi's Mahalach, that for the rest of her life she's going to be stuck. Is it efsher for this get to come lidei havdalah if he dies? Yes. Beis Avi, Tosfos says, what happens? It goes on to the children, to this and that.
That's the problem with Sefer Krisus.
What?
She can never fulfill the same thing. The problem is that you're not letting her, not freeing her to every man.
Well, we...
Yeah,
but he doesn't say that. You're saying good. David's saying good svar, but he doesn't say that. He doesn't say that. No, he doesn't say that. He doesn't say that. Okay, but Tosis doesn't say that svar, because Tosis says even if he dies, that's considered enough. All we need is that it's extra love the decreases, even if it's going to come through the father dying. So if the father dies, so let's say this man's going to die. So by the father, what did Tosis answer? Even if the father dies.
Sons.
Still have the sons. If this man dies, what? I'm not allowed to marry his kids? That doesn't make any sense.
Yanzi can mean that specific kind. Not that bottle, but that kind, like champagne.
That's true for Yayin. But over here, when it comes to the first case of the Rambam says,
that man is gone, he can never come back.
That wine
can be made again.
No, my point is like this. In that case, the Rambam also says, Eino get. Right? Why?
Type of guy?
Why is it anal get? Why don't you say that it's called Christus? Because now I can go marry anyone I want. This guy's dead. I can do it. What's the reason? So if you look in the Shulchan Aruch, Taka brings a machloikis about this Rambam. Says the Shulchan Aruch, Yesh Aimrim, Shekim and Enatanai Nimshach, El Kol Yimei Chayav, Havikoyim Amanashal Tishli Yayin Kol Yimei Chayav Ploinish, Yimugureshes. So machloikas. Who's the machloikas between Rambam and Rashi? Rambam, Tosfos introduced his whole kasha based on Rashi. What does Rashi say? Rashi says, "Firish bekunches kol yamea negedes v'kaim tanai zeh machmoso kol yamea negedes." Echmenes. The pshat in the Rambam is going to be as follows. Rambam learns. Rambam was being very lamdish. Is this a t'nai lo'ilom? Let's say the wine's not here. Is this a t'nai lo'ilom? The wine's not here. But does the t'nai is forever, just not any wine, okay? But the fact is, she has a t'nai that is forever. It's not about the psychology or whether she is negedes l'kayim t'nai machmatoi. Maybe she doesn't be Mekayim to tonight, because nothing to be Mekayim. But the fact is that he is saying, forever this get is going to have a Tanai in it. So it's a technical thing. Is it Krisus or not Krisus? There's no wine here anymore. It doesn't make a difference. This is a Tanai Lo'ilam. There's no man here anymore. This doesn't make a difference. This is a Tanai. If the father dies, what would the Rambam say? Does Rambam say it's still usher because of the kids? Does he need that? No. The father's dead, so maybe there's no more Beis Abba. But the Tanai was Beis Abba. So it doesn't exist. The wine doesn't exist. The man doesn't exist. The Mekah doesn't exist. Doesn't make a difference. So according to the Rambam, the Yisrael of Sefer Krisis is, it cannot have a Tanai that's Lo'ilam. Period.
So what about for the 30 days?
Hold on. Hold on one second. According to Rashi, the Svara is it can't bind her. So if the Tanai doesn't bind her, then it won't be a problem. So what happens if the father's dead? Doesn't bind her. The wine's gone. Doesn't bind her. And the Rambam doesn't hold to that. That's the chur, the machlok is between the Rambam and Rashi. Yeah.
So would he hold that the Tanam for 30 days wouldn't work me out? You'd have to wait for the timeout to be over?
I don't know. Good question. I don't know. Maybe. Maybe. Taka. Maybe. Yeah.
We said in Rashi before, yeah, all you need is a Sefer Krisus.
Right.
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 Isn't you tell her that I'll divorce you and then she can't marry another this certain guy a problem in Sefer Krisus?
Only if it's Lailam.
Why? It's not a get is you're letting her go back.
Okay, that's a different question. You're asking a different question. You're letting her. You're and this Tanai is not letting her do that, right? I don't know. It's a good question. We could throw that into your chabur if you want, but that's not for now. But I'd like to leave you with a dvar Torah in this week's parasha. This week's parasha is Vayeshev. Yeshev had a lot of challenging stuff in it, but perhaps the most challenging is Yosef HaTzadik. Thank you for the offer. Yosef HaTzadik. So he ends up in Mitzrayim. He ends up, he has an impressive family, he has a good network, he's got a support group, and they're not around. He's in Mitzrayim by himself, and he's confronted with a terrible nisayan of Eishes Potiphar. And the truth is that he was like having a really rough time, Yosef HaTzadik. And the pasuk says that he managed that the Vayimain. It was a rough one. With a whole shalshelis, because, he was having a hard time. So the Gemara tells us that what happened was, Gemara says that he saw Dmus Yikna Shel Aviv Bechaloi. He saw the image of his father that came to him in a window. And the Gemara says, his father said to him, he said, Yosef, I just want you to know this. You do this, you're going to lose everything. Roye Zoinos Ya'abed Hoin. Someone that's busy with Zoinos is going to lose, he's going to lose his fortune. Ya'abed Hoin. You have a hoin waiting for you. And that gave Yosef the strength to be able to withstand. Now, some people ask the question, like, what's the shevach of Yosef? He's called Yosef HaTzadik, he's Omer ben Nisayan. If we would have, visions of people standing in a window, we would also not do Averis. But I think that the answer is that Yosef himself conjured up this vision. This vision didn't like just pop up there. In other words, we have other things going on in our heads. If we would taka be the way Yosef was, we would see those things too. It came to Yosef machmas malosoi machas major glossoi. But I do think it's important for us as we're going into a situation of a weekend where we're not going to have our regular support system. And a person can find himself in a matzav of nisayan. Shabbos can be a matzav of nisayan, Shabbos, Sunday, whatever it is. Roya zoynos ya'abed hoin. And so we've been working very hard on trying to build ourselves up in learning and our sensitivities and in avodas Hashem and everything. And it's true, it's a time for a person that, to get a little bit, recharge his batteries. But you have to be very, very careful. That we shouldn't lose what we have. We're just starting to get into kedusha. We're just in the beginning. It's like there's the beginning of the zman here, or the beginning of the year. We have so much more, and the more we do, the more we're going to accomplish. And a lot of us have taka worked hard to stay away from bad situations and bad things. We have to make sure that we don't slip. Beis Hashem, Atziyat D'Shmaya. I'm looking forward to seeing everyone on Sunday, Flisha Kleichas, with big smiles, with open hearts. Continue, Beis Hashem, after the 2 minutes.